Today, we have some exciting updates from the world of AMD, particularly around their AI initiatives, as well as a fascinating discovery in the community regarding the System Management Unit, or SMU. Let's dive right in. First up, AMD has released Gaia.17.2, a significant update to their generative AI platform. This version allows users to build custom AI agents through a chat interface, making it more accessible than ever. Gaia, which stands for Generative AI is Awesome, has evolved into a true desktop app, simplifying deployment across Windows, Linux, and macOS. This is a major step forward in making generative AI tools more user-friendly. Deep dive, AMD.17.2. In this latest release, Gaia introduces a builder agent that guides users through the process of creating custom AI agents. This feature generates the necessary Python code automatically, which is a boon for developers looking to implement AI solutions without diving deep into the underlying code. The update also enhances the installation experience. Gaia now supports one-click installs for all major platforms. Users can download Windows EXE, macOS DMG, and Ubuntu Debian DB installers, eliminating the need for command line interactions or fetching software via Python's pip. This move towards a more streamlined installation process is crucial for adoption, especially among users who may not be as comfortable with terminal commands. However, I did a hands-on test of Gaia 0.17.2 on my Ubuntu setup with a Ryzen Threadripper and Radeon AI Pro R9700. While the intention was clear, I still encountered some hiccups. The web UI was not fully functional out of the box, leading to a reliance on manual command line steps for initialization and model downloads. So, while the experience is improving, there's still room for refinement, particularly on the Linux front. One of the standout features of Gaia 0.7.2 is the new Agent Activity Panel. This allows users to monitor the performance of AI agents, providing insights into tool latency and overall activity. For developers and engineers, this level of transparency can be invaluable when optimizing AI workflows. If you're interested in exploring Gaia.17.2 further, you can find more details and downloads on GitHub. It's an exciting time for AMD as they continue to push the boundaries of AI capabilities. Community insights. Walking the SMU, switching gears, I came across an intriguing thread on Reddit regarding an undocumented method for interacting with the System Management Unit, or SMU. For those unfamiliar, the SMU is a critical component in AMD GPUs, responsible for managing power, thermal, and performance metrics. The user who posted this discovery shared their findings on how to walk the SMU, which could potentially unlock new capabilities for enthusiasts and developers working on custom firmware or performance tuning. The implications of this could be significant, particularly for those looking to push their hardware to the limits or create more efficient cooling solutions. While details on this undocumented method are sparse, it highlights the vibrant community around AMD GPUs and the ongoing quest for deeper control over hardware. For developers, this kind of grassroots exploration can lead to innovations that might not have been considered by the manufacturer. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD is making strides in AI with Gaia, while the community continues to explore the depths of their hardware capabilities. The combination of official advancements and community-driven discoveries creates a rich environment for innovation in the GPU space. Looking ahead, we can expect further enhancements in AMD's AI tools and possibly more revelations from the community regarding the SMU and other undocumented features. The future is bright for GPU developers and ML engineers, and I can't wait to see what comes next. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay curious, keep experimenting, and until next time, happy coding.